الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. Principles of happiness in this life and in the hereafter is as the same.
And the third type of patience is
عذابه. If I will not on this journey, I would have been saved from the crash or from the car accident. Or if I did not join this kind of business, I would have lost my money. All this is from the shaitan. What do you say? Qadar Allah or Qadar Allah? Is it the destiny of Allah or is it Allah has decreed this for me? And Allah Ta'ala can do whatever He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will. So all things of Allah, be our patient. But always choose the best patience, the best quality of patience. As Ya'qub alayhi salam said, when he received the news of losing the two sons that he had, that he loved the most amongst the 12 sons that he had, Yusuf and Binyamin, his brother, who were the youngest children of his, and he loved them the most. But when he lost them, when they told him, when their brothers told him that they lost Yusuf, he said, Fakhru Jameen, Allah Musta'an. And at a time when they told him that Binyamin was called by the king of Egypt as a thief, he said, this is not true, but Fakhru Jameen, Allah Musta'an. Fakhru Jameen. So that is how one should be. Sabr al Jameel. You have to show patience and a good way of patience. Good quality of patience. What is the good quality of patience? It is what Allah Ta'ala commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show the kuffar of Quraysh when they mocked him, when they named him liar after he brought him the message. Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Ma'arij, Ayah 5, Allah Ta'ala said to him, فَصْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّا جَرَوْنَا بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Be patient. Show a good patience. Show good quality of patience. As they see, meaning that day that you are warning them against, they see it far, but we see it near. So be patient. This is the day of victory. This is the day of victory. So all slaves of Allah, beautify yourself with patience. And make your patience beautiful. And keep the grace of Allah with you by serving Allah Ta'ala, being grateful to Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala commanded you to be, I said what I said, and seek forgiveness from Allah, the greatest for me and for you and for all the Muslims, or from every sin. So seek forgiveness from Him, as He is all forgiver and all merciful. This was the first part of the khutbah. And the second part began with, Alhamdulillah, praise all praise to Allah. Waliyu Sabreen, He is the supporter of all the patients. Wa Mu'adhi Shafi'in, and He is the one who is increasing assistance towards those who are grateful to Him. Wa Ghafiru Dhanbi Mustaghfirin, and He is the one who forgives the sins of all of those who repent to Him and seek forgiveness. And be witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no advantage. And be witness that Muhammad is slave and messenger of Allah. This witness I seek with the survive and protection in the day of resurrection. I send peace and blessings upon the one who was sent as a mercy for all universes. Afterward, no slaves of Allah. The third principle of the principles of the happiness in the two lives is to seek forgiveness of all the sins that you committed. And seeking forgiveness is a great worship that most of the Muslims ignore and abandon, except for some of them and some of their times. Although the prophets of Allah, all of them, called their nations to seek forgiveness. And supply you and he'll give you, sustain you with wealth and children. وَيَجْعَلَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. And he will give you, and he will give you on this land gardens. وَيَجْعَلَّكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he will make you rivers in all of the land, wherever you live, wherever you go. And this is our prophet, our pillar prophet, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, advising the Ummah to do a lot of seeking forgiveness. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, and the Bukhari, Sahabi, and he said against the Albani on the authority of the companion Al-Agharr ibn Yasar, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, seek forgiveness from the Lord. Really, I seek forgiveness from Allah, and I repent to Him. And every day, for 100 times, for 100 times, that is Rasulullah. How many times do you think we need to seek forgiveness? How many times do you think we need to repent to Allah? How many sins Rasulullah committed? Zero. How many sins we commit? Don't count. Allah knows best how many they are. So how many times we need to seek forgiveness then? So we have to understand that all sides of Allah, fear Allah, repent to Him, seek forgiveness from Him. Verily Allah Ta'ala is all forgiver, all merciful. And He accepts from those who repent back to Him and do good deeds. And He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala increases His sentiment and grace to those who be grateful to Him. They have been supplicated for the Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala protect the Ummah from all what can take it far away, can take it far away from Allah Ta'ala, and grant it whatever brings it towards the mercy and blessings of Allah Ta'ala. أعلم وصلى الله وسلم